Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone, and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
O.J. Simpson's deathbed revelations.
Thank you to all the people who reached out to me.
Who was there when he passed? And the life he made for himself in Las Vegas.
There's nothing that you could say to him that would ever faze him.
Then Simpson's forgotten trial.
Hey, guy, listen. I cut you off. I'm sorry.
We all know about this trial.
But he was also once on trial for road rage.
I cut you off? What do you mean?
Plus, what we've learned about the shocking Golden Bachelor breakup.
It's time for us to dissolve our marriage.
3 months after getting married.
Was this the clue? They never really lived together.
She's shoveling the driveway herself just 2 weeks after their live TV wedding. Then mowed down in his own driveway. After confronting the thieves.
Were you okay?
Plus, chugging Kelsey as Taylor Swift's boyfriend finally gets his college diploma. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. His death sparked as many headlines as the crimes and football exploits to which he was linked. But in the end, O.J. Simpson departed this world the way most do, infirm, his health failing, but surrounded by family and friends. O.J. went to extraordinary lengths to keep his health condition under wraps. Les Trent explains how he kept it private.
O.J. Simpson's final days were spent at his Las Vegas home as a steady stream of friends came by to say farewell, and they were sworn to secrecy. He insisted that everyone who came into his presence surrender their phones and sign a non-disclosure agreement. A hospice bed had been brought into his master bedroom, and he reportedly could no longer get in and out of it by himself. When the end came, his four children were by his side. Sydney and Justin, his children with Nicole Brown Simpson, and Jason and Arnell, his older children from his first marriage.
Fill it up good.
Justin and Sydney were just 8 and 5 years old when their mom was murdered.
Sing the song under the sea.
Home videos show them enjoying a happy childhood. The family attended Simpson's movie premiere for the comedy Naked Gun 33 and a Third, 3 months before Nicole was killed. Sydney is now 38, Justin is 35. They live in Florida and both work in real estate. Sydney now goes by the name Sydney Simpson Brown. She's added her mother's last name.
I, O.J., take you, Nicole.
And here's more home video we found in the Inside Edition vault. O.J. Simpson and Nicole Brown Simpson's 1985 wedding. The best man was Al Cowlings, the guy who just 9 years later would be behind the wheel of the Ford Bronco.
It gives me great delight, O.J. and Nicole, to pronounce you husband and wife.
That's Cowlings leading the cheer. The newlyweds seem very much in love. Nicole rubs Simpson's arms and they share a kiss. When Nicole was slain, she left behind a trunk filled with mementos and family treasures. And her sister, Tanya, gave Jim Murray a look inside.
It's the watch she wore the night she was killed.
For Tanya, the watch is precious and painful.
I get the visual of her. It just brings me back there that she actually died in this.
Also in the chest, a single earring. Its match is buried with Nicole.
I really wanted to leave Nicole something in her casket.
Yeah.
And so I gave her the other earring.
Meanwhile, Simpson's friends are mourning him today at his favorite bar.
Every Sunday I was with him watching, you know, football.
Ashley Myers says Grape Street in Las Vegas was Simpson's second home.
There's nothing that you could say to him that would ever faze him. And there was a lot of obvious negative comments. He always handled it in a very kind and gracious way.
When was the last time that you talked to
about
OJ?
About a month and a half ago.
Do you think that he knew he was going to die?
He knew. I think he was kind of saying, wanted to say that goodbye.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly.
He posted upbeat videos on social media, downplaying just how sick he was, revealing that he smoked marijuana to alleviate the side effects of chemotherapy.
The pot really helped me with that form of the unfortunate side of catching cancer. In any event, I'm healthy now. It looks like I beat it.
That was May last year, and he continued to deny that he was dying, right to the bitter end.
Hospice? Hospice? You talking about hospice?
O.J. Simpson's trials for murder and for armed robbery that landed him in jail for 9 years were widely known. But there was another case in which Simpson was a criminal defendant when he was accused of road rage. Jim Murray looks back at that forgotten case.
It's the forgotten trial of O.J. Simpson.
Hey, guy, listen. If I cut you off, I'm sorry, but stop following me.
The year was 2001. Simpson was arrested following a road rage incident in Miami. Cops say he ran a stop sign with his two youngest children in the back seat, then assaulted motorist Jeffrey Pattinson and scratched his face.
Do you consider that to be a violent act?
Yes.
Facing up to 16 years in prison, he took the stand and proceeded to charm the jury.
I said, I cut you off. What do you mean? It was like no traffic on the street. So it's like hard for me to think that I cut a guy off. There's no traffic to cut a guy off.
Outside court, he posed for photos with fans.
God bless
Thanks
you.
For the letter. The defendant is not guilty.
The verdict, not guilty, once again. We spoke with trial judge Dennis Murphy, now retired.
We had, I wouldn't say a parade, but there was a number of corrections officers and other court personnel that came through the courthouse looking for autographs, bringing footballs to get signed.
Simpson's surface charm hit a sinister, violent streak. You can hear the terror in the voice of his wife, Nicole, in her desperate 911 calls.
He's O.J. Simpson. I think you know his record. What's your name?
Nicole Simpson.
Okay, just stay on the line.
I don't want to stay on the line. It's going to be...
Gloria Allred represented Nicole Brown Simpson's family. She says the failure to properly punish Simpson for domestic violence led to the murders.
There was no real consequence for harming her. So then he took her to the next level and he killed her. No surprise.
His 1995 trial for the murder of Nicole and her friend Ron Goldman was filled with intrigue and twist and mesmerized America. Its iconic moments still resonate.
How about that, Mr. Fung?
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
I covered the trial gavel to gavel, a front row seat to history. With Simpson's passing, I've been asked to relive many memories across the airwaves.
Jim, good morning. I remember watching you. We remember seeing you.
Jim Murray, you also covered this trial.
The trial had celebrity, betrayal, sex, race, and murder. It exposed the raw nerves and deep divisions in America. I had an unusual connection to this case. I saw O.J. Simpson and Nicole Brown Simpson the very day of the murders because our daughters were in the same dance class. And I was at the recital where O.J. and Nicole were seen in public together for the last time. KCAL TV news anchor Pat Harvey was also at the courthouse each day.
What do you think O.J. Simpson's legacy will be?
Sad to say, his legacy will be that many people believe that he murdered his ex-wife and Ron Goldman. He tried to live his life as O.J. Simpson, but just in the memories and the minds of other people, it will always be that fateful day back in 1994.
Interesting to note that most deaths of celebrated football players are acknowledged by the NFL. But in the case of O.J. Simpson, the NFL has remained silent. Other news, that didn't take long. Just 3 months after Gary and Teresa got married on The Golden Bachelor, the couple has decided to call it quits. And this morning, they're on television talking about why.
You may kiss your bride.
It's a Golden Bachelor bombshell.
It's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage.
Get a divorce.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. 3 months after getting married.
Yes.
Yes.
Say what? Gary Turner and Teresa Nist are divorcing after just 3 months of marriage.
We just feel like it's best for the happiness of each of us to live apart.
Immediately after the announcement, Gary filed documents in Indiana divorce court to end his three-month marriage, citing an irretrievable breakdown as the reason for the split.
I told you so, I told you so, I told you so.
You know, I fell for this nonsense.
Yes, you did.
And I'm upset because I thought since they were older, they knew better and they could find love. And they didn't.
Social media is absolutely exploding with reaction.
I did not see this coming. I mean, they've only been married for 3 months. That's crazy.
Let's hear it for Mrs. Turner.
Gary and Teresa tied the knot with a lavish wedding on live TV on January 4th. But the Golden Bachelor couple never made it to their honeymoon in Italy. In fact, they apparently never even lived together as traditional husband and wife. Gary lives in Indiana and Teresa lives here in New Jersey. Perhaps this video was the clue that all was not right in Golden Bachelor land. Just 2 weeks after their TV wedding, there's Teresa all by herself, shoveling the snow off her driveway. Gary was nowhere to be found.
You told me you were thinking of moving to South Carolina to be together. How did it fall apart?
Yeah, so that was the plan. We looked at homes in South Carolina. We considered New Jersey. And we just looked at homes after home, but we never got to the point where we made that decision.
In this exclusive clip airing tonight on ABC News Nightline, Gary and Teresa tell Juju Chang they even went to couples counseling. You know,
the conversations we had in counseling helped us decide more clearly and more confidently the direction we wanted to go.
Last year, it was revealed that Gary wasn't completely honest about his dating history. But Teresa says that didn't play a role in their divorce.
Did you fall out of love?
No.
No.
Uh-uh.
No. I still love this person.
Yeah, I still love him.
There's no doubt in my mind. I still am in love with her.
And the couple say they still believe in love. But Teresa says she'll be giving back that $40,000 engagement ring. The couple did have a prenup. He was just trying to protect his own property, but it could have gotten him killed. Allison Hall has the story of a man who chased down a would-be thief and then was mowed down in his own driveway. Incredibly, he lived to tell the tale.
A man runs out of his house. He chases and tackles a teenager who's breaking into his truck. The suspect screams for help, and then the driver of the getaway car hits the gas pedal and drives right into the homeowner. Amazingly, Eric Smith lands on his feet and starts taking photos as the bandits make their escape near Seattle. He's lucky to be alive.
And so you ran out there barefoot, middle of the night?
Yep. I was just crawling into bed and literally hopped out of bed and ran downstairs. Didn't waste a minute.
What was going through your mind when they turned the car into a weapon and were coming at you?
It was really unreal.
Were you okay?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really have any bumps, bruises, scratches, injuries, nothing. I was very fortunate and lucky.
Eric credits his training as a college wrestler for preparing him for the confrontation. He's also a major in the Army National Guard.
I was not going to put up with it.
Would you do this again?
Oh, absolutely.
Local police say these kinds of crimes have increased 23% in just the past year. Kansas City Chiefs star Travis Kelce should have graduated college in 2012, but he was a few credits short. Now, 12 years later and several Super Bowl wins later, he has earned his degree. And when he got his diploma, he didn't waste a moment to celebrate.
Who's that in a cap and gown? It's Taylor Swift's boyfriend, football star Travis Kelce. Travis chugs a beer and then gets his diploma. He revved up the crowd with his speech.
You gotta fight for your life!
The surprise graduation took place at the University of Cincinnati. Even Mama Kelsey is on stage. She made sure the crowd was well-fed, handing out sandwiches. Travis left school back in 2012 and now finished his credit hours and finally has his diploma. Time to party hardy, Travis. Chug, chug, chug. Look at him go.
And no, Taylor Swift was not there for the commencement exercises.
Next, Gypsy Rose Blanchard. She's demanding a restraining order against her estranged husband. Then, Gold Rush at Costco?
Yes, that's right. Costco sells gold bars.
The modern-day Gold Rush and the shoppers trying to strike it rich.
It's heavier than I thought.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The split between former inmate Gypsy Rose Blanchard and her husband is getting ugly. She's asked for a restraining order.
Is the Gypsy Rose Blanchard divorce getting contentious? Gypsy Rose has just filed this restraining order to safeguard the marital assets. She and her estranged husband, schoolteacher Ryan Anderson, started dating in 2020 while Gypsy Rose was still in prison for the murder of her mother. The two appeared lovey-dovey together at the premiere of her Lifetime docuseries only weeks after her release last December. In her divorce petition, Gypsy Rose is also seeking spousal support from Anderson, arguing she is not at fault in the dissolution of the marriage. It's been a time of change for the 32-year-old, shown here draped in bandages after a nose job earlier this month. I'm going through a personal transformation journey currently, and that includes a physical one too, she tells People magazine.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard was married in July of 2022. And after a warrant was issued for his arrest following that terrible drag racing accident, Super Bowl winning Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has surrendered to authorities.
The NFL star seen drag racing in this shocking highway crash has turned himself into authorities. Rashee Rice's mugshot was taken last night after he surrendered to police in Dallas. He was released after posting $40,000 bail. The Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver and Super Bowl hero faces 8 felony charges in connection with the accident that created a chain reaction highway pileup.
The major accident on the freeway at 6700 block of North Central Expressway northbound.
Shockingly, the occupants of both vehicles walked away from the scene without checking on the injured. After admitting to being behind the wheel of the Lamborghini, Rice apologized for his actions.
And a rare public appearance for Clint Eastwood. The legendary actor and director appeared at an event hosted by renowned anthropologist Dr. Jane Goodall. She's 90. Eastwood turns 94 in May. When we come back, a modern-day gold rush at Costco.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Costco sells all kinds of things. Along with massive packs of toilet paper and chicken cutlets, you can also buy gold bars. As Lestrette reports, that's led to a modern-day gold rush.
There's a gold rush at Costco. Along with jumbo packs of paper towels and giant piles of pants, the superstore actually sells 1 ounce gold ingots like this one. Now, Wells Fargo is reporting that Costco is selling as much as $200 million worth of gold bars every month. This TikTok user shows off her 1 ounce pieces of gold.
It's heavier than I thought.
This Costco shopper is seriously impressed.
Look how beautiful it is.
Costco started selling the gold bars last August. Right now, this store in New Jersey is completely sold out. But if you can get your hands on one, they go for about $2,300 a bar. Demand is so high, there's actually a limit of 5 per customer.
I got this 1 ounce gold bar from Costco. Yes, that's right. Costco even sells gold bars.
Personal finance advisor Humphrey Yang went to Costco thinking he would only buy a $2 snack.
I ended up buying a gold bar for $23.59, so it's just kind of funny.
But is gold a good investment?
Gold is historically a hedge against inflation. Americans are very worried at home, which is probably one of the reasons they're at Costco to begin with.
When we come back, twin boys and cookies. What could possibly go wrong? If you are a parent and you have little kids around, you got to give them an Oreo cookie. And when you do, like this mom, have a camera handy.
You had an Oreo cookie for the first time.
This little boy has just eaten his first Oreo cookie.
And then Blake.
So has his twin brother Blake.
An Oreo cookie for the first time.
Blake definitely enjoyed his Oreo and the nice long bath that came later.
Oh, not gonna lie, our family eats them like Blake. Have a great day.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.